This past week, the state of Oregon took a radical step aimed at curbing the abuse of crystal meth, a drug that's had a devastating impact, especially in rural America. Oregon's governor signed a law requiring prescriptions for cold medicines containing pseudoephedrine. That's one of the main ingredients needed to make crystal meth. It means cold sufferers who want remedies like Sudafed can only get them with a doctor's blessing. We're joined now by Robert Bovet. He's a member of the Oregon Governor's Task Force on Crystal Meth. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Now, before this new law, Oregon was one of the states that required a signature and ID from people buying medications containing pseudoephedrine. You had success with this, and so did states like Oklahoma. Why take another step and require a prescription?
Well, because we need to take it the next step further. What the model did in Oklahoma and Oregon was basically cut the incidence of meth labs in half right away. And through further work, both in Oklahoma and Oregon, we're pushing the limit up to about 60 or 70% reduction in the local incidence of meth labs. But what we really needed to do was analyze those remaining meth labs, 40% or 30% of the local meth labs, and say, hey, why are we still having these? Why didn't we get rid of these? And one of the problems is what we call group smurfing. One of the ways around the successful Oklahoma and Oregon rule is just to gather up 5 or 6 of your friends that are also addicts and just go from pharmacy to pharmacy to pharmacy, gathering up enough pseudoephedrine to make meth. And our current push to require a prescription for the pseudoephedrine-based products is designed to address the group smurfing.
Why is going from drugstore to buy these drugs called group smurfing?
Folks may remember Smurfberries, the little cartoon characters that advertised one of the kids' cereals that's out there.
And it was actually a cartoon.
It was actually a cartoon, yeah. And so then you have these little blue Smurf characters that pop, you know, and they duplicate each other. And so it's just that's the slang term got developed to describe the act of smurfing by a group of folks going from place to place to gather up pseudoephedrine.
And you did a little group smurfing, as I understand it, with some Oregon legislators to make the point.
We did that. We basically had two senators and two representatives, bipartisan, two Democrats and two Republicans, spent about 40 minutes going down Commercial Street in Salem, Oregon. And over the course of about 40 minutes, they purchased about 36 grams of pseudoephedrine. I did my calculations and figured they can make about 180 hits of meth.
Hmm. But aren't you just putting the burden on the consumer here? Now you've got Oregon cold sufferers who have to call the doctor for a runny nose if they want to get some pseudoephedrine.
Well, really, that's the biggest non-issue. Cold sufferers aren't going to have to go to the doctor and get a prescription. Many of the pharmaceuticals have already reformulated their products to have phenylephrine rather than pseudoephedrine, which is another decongestant that for the mass majority of folks works just as well. Pfizer, for example, the manufacturer of Sudafed, which is probably the most famous product, Sudafed, at least in Oregon here, no longer contains pseudoephedrine. It contains phenylephrine, and it's back on the retail shelves. And as more and more manufacturers like Johnson & Johnson and others switch their products to phenylephrine, which they've announced they're doing, really we don't see much impact or inconvenience to consumers whatsoever. You need to take a step back and remember that pseudoephedrine doesn't cure anything. Doesn't cure the common cold. It doesn't cure anything. All it does is it makes you feel a little better. It decongests you sometimes for some folks. Mm-hmm. So we got to keep things in reference as well. There are a certain percentage of folks that do get better relief from pseudoephedrine than phenylephrine, and that's why we made it prescription rather than what we were seriously considering, which was an outright ban.
Now, even with your prescription law, don't you face the problem of Oregon meth dealers simply crossing the state line to get pseudoephedrine?
Absolutely. Our answer to that is obviously at a national level, and we are strongly pushing what's called the Combat Meth Act, which passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee last month, which would essentially utilize the successful Oklahoma-Oregon model and spread it nationwide so all the states can get the relief that we've had.
But that's not a prescription law. That's simply a patient ID and signature that passed out of the Judiciary Committee, right?
Well, and behind pharmacy counter as well. That's the other mm-hmm. element of the Oklahoma rule. And that's true. But we are wanting to get everyone at least the relief that we've already incurred. And if If for whatever reason the prescription requirement isn't effective as we establish here in Oregon, then we obviously won't be asking Congress to take that additional step. But I'm pretty certain that we'll see an additional reduction of the incidence of toxic meth labs by moving things to prescription.
Robert Bovet is an advisor to the governor of Oregon on drug enforcement issues. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.